you can't escape it. You just can't escape the World Cup. And if you're upset that we can't escape it, I'd love to hear from you as well. 248-539-9797. The show's for everybody. Obviously, this World Cup is bringing in lots of new viewers, myself included. I don't think I've spent anywhere near this amount of time watching the World Cup in the past as I have this year. Not that I've watched a ton of it, but...
In World Cups, you remember?
In World Cups, I remember.
This is the most?
This is definitely the most, by far. The only other time I can remember watching like an entire game was like when the women were going for a championship. I remember
was that the Brandy...
Brandy Chastain?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, ripping off the jersey. Yeah. The sports bra.
What
the whole
year
thing.
Was that?
It was like 98,
dang,
I think.
98?
Well, I remember it because it was... I just moved into my house.
Summer of 98.
I think it was 98. Maybe 99, but I think it was 98. Yeah, but I remember that. Watched that whole game, and it was pretty sweet that happened. And I've watched a game here or there, but not really caring too much. But I've watched several halves of games this year, and then I watched a full game last night. And then there were games that didn't involve the United States that I've actually paid attention to and watched some of those too. But you can't escape it. Like, I'm scrolling through Twitter here and looking at other stuff, and here's another. Hey, let's take another look at the controversial play from last night. Is this red card worthy? And watching, you know, Balogun come down on the foot. And, you know, watching it, it's not completely slowed down, but it's slowed down from the full speed. I could see why. Maybe, does it make me a bad American that I can see why this is called a bad penalty? I mean, I think he blatantly steps on the ankle and doesn't have to. I mean, I could also see it going the other way.
Well, that's why I want to know the rule, because to me, if it intent can be part of the rule, but doesn't need all of it to be all of it, and he's just reckless, you know, then, and you can give a card for being completely reckless, then a red card could be warranted. But if you need to kind of prove intent as well, then I don't know if you can prove intent.
Yeah, it's tough. It's so tough because you're watching it and, you know, his right leg kicks the calf of the player. And then the foot comes down on the side of the foot of the player as the player is going down, right in his ankle-ish area.
I was going to say, is that one of those things where it looks worse, so they have to call it? You know what I mean? Like, the end result is really bad?
Maybe. Yeah, what do you want to say? I mean, I honestly and legitimately hope this doesn't cost them on Monday against, you know, Belgium. But it looks, this is one of their best players, if not their best player. He's clearly a difference maker. I mean, he had the goal that was called back, and then he scores the goal. He's a hell of a player. So this is going to have great impact on the team, where there was already, I heard Jim Costa saying this morning, it was already kind of a toss-up who would win this game before he's ejected from this game. So we'll see. I hope it doesn't end up hurting them. 248-539-9797. Wyatt is in Flint. Wyatt, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Got a couple quick things for you guys. First of all, first-time caller. Been starting listening to the ticket here in about the last year and a half, and I just want to say that your station does a great job all across the board, across all the shows covering sports.
Thank you.
All your different personalities and everything make it great to listen to when I'm on the road. Second of all, I am definitely questioning my life choices out here working outside in this heat.
What do you do for a living, Wyatt?
I'm actually a drain cleaner. I do anything with the clog, but this is my time of the year where outside gutter drains get clogged up. Oh. And I'm out here digging up lines that are filled with tree roots and replacing them, and I'm already through a gallon of water today.
Wow.
But the next thing I want to say is about the World Cup. First of all, I grew up playing basketball, baseball, and football. And so those were the sports I followed. And being here in Michigan, obviously, the Wings were really good, and my father watched them all the time, so I watched the Wings. So I never got into soccer. But with that being said, I'm a very patriotic person, and I don't care what the name on the back of the jersey says. I'm like the movie Miracle. It's all about the name on the front. And I want Team USA, no matter what they're doing or who the players are, to do their absolute best. And the next thing about the World Cup I'd like to say is, honestly, I'm enjoying seeing all the people from around the world enjoying what the United States has to offer. I have seen nothing but good things of people enjoying our culture and the way of living here. And that's what's gotten me the most excited about it. And with the World Cup being on, you know, I work a lot, and obviously I'm not a big soccer fan, but I tune in. I get on the ESPN app. How are they doing? And then when I watch it, it's honestly I'm just confused because I don't know the rules. And so that's a lot of times I'm just cheered for the ball to go in the net and not knowing really anything else going on. But that's where I stand on the World Cup. I think it's great. I don't care who the players are on the team. They're representing the United States, so they're representing us. And that's what I got to say about that.
All right, thanks for the call, Wyatt. Appreciate it. Stay cool out there. Stay hydrated. Sounds like you're trying. Whew. Out there cleaning out gutters and tree roots from gutters and replacing that. That's got to be tough work this time of the year. No question about it. Josh is in Berkeley. Nope. Josh is putting me on hold, so I'm going to put Josh on hold. We'll go to Clayton, who's in Berkeley. Clayton, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. So, Gator, I'm like you, a casual fan, but definitely tune in for the World Cup. The one thing that's driving me insane, and I can't wrap my head around it, is the offsides. Of course, I understand. If the ball's on one end, you can't have a guy cherry-picking down the other end of the field and then have a breakaway, right? But, like, last night, our first goal got taken away because half of his big toe was right in front of the defender. Or
behind the
defender.
That, yeah.
I don't understand. It's like corner kicks. Okay, everyone's in the same area, but yet you can't be behind the defender. You can't. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. But hey, I guess that's why it's not America's game. I don't know.
Well, I guess once the ball is kicked, then you can get behind somebody. But when the ball is kicked, the second it's there, you have to make sure that there's a defender between you and when the ball is kicked. That's the best way that I understand it. But look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm, you know, Mr. Referee when it comes to the soccer rules, but you do the best you can to navigate through it. And hopefully they can explain it well enough and you understand it. But I mean, that first goal was interesting because you're like, well, is he really, I mean, is he behind him or not? Yeah, I guess he's technically behind him. So, okay. Well, just think of it as a blue line in hockey in a similar situation.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. I mean, but they throw up that graphic and you're like, really? That's the offsides?
Okay, sure. Oh, that's clearly offside. Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, well, but you're watching though, right, Clayton? I mean, you are watching.
Yeah. No, totally watching. It's super exciting. Have we ever been, I should probably know this, have we ever been to the round of 16? We ever made it this far?
Yeah,
no?
The last time they did, they had beaten Mexico to get there, but it's been a while, like 20 years or so since that happened. I think it was 20
years. Got it. Well, I appreciate it, guys. You guys stay cool out there. Let's go USA.
All right, thanks, Clayton. Appreciate it. 248-539-9797. We got some ticket texts that have come in wanting to talk about this as well. Last night's game, that red card was bogus. Made a nice, easy game, too tense. That's from Geyer. It was very tense last night, no question about that. I don't know if it was bogus or not, but that's how it was called. What I do know is, man, that is a punitive rule. You know, in hockey, you get a penalty, you're shorthanded for a couple minutes, maybe as many as five if you get a major, and you have to play shorthanded. You get a red card in the soccer game, you're shorthanded for the rest of the game, and then you lose that guy for the next game? So I think targeting in football and college football, right? You get a targeting penalty, you're out for the rest of that game, and if you get targeted in the second half of the game, you're out for the first half of the next game. That's punitive. But at least you guys get to go out there and replace the player that just got kicked out. Not in soccer.
No, man, they want to make some real consequences here to stop you from doing this, right?
Yeah, and look. This is me as an American watching it. If you really want to appeal to me as the American fan and get me in, do the same thing or something similar to the flopping. Or start to call it more often than what they do, because the flopping is absolutely ridiculous. Every team does it, including the United States.
But I think the thing is, the flopping we all think is ridiculous, of course. But with the red card injury thing, like intent to hurt someone, they're like, you're trying to take out a guy, guess what, you're out now. That's what they're saying, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Flopping doesn't take out anybody. It just looks ridiculous.
No, but I'd like to at least, like, you know, bring a yellow card up to give a warning. If you do it again, then you're gone. You know, something like that. I'd like to have some kind of officiating done that way. I mean, the flopping is just so unappealing. It really is a turnoff. And like, these are tremendous athletes doing what they can, and then, you know, you barely get shoved and they turn into, I mean, you could say they turn into an NBA player.
Sure. I mean, you say that and we say that and I say that, but it's literally the world's most popular sport. The entire world.
Yep.
You know?
And I would have to imagine that people in Portugal, in Brazil?
I don't know. In China, don't think they feel the same.
You don't think the fans dislike the flopping?
I dislike and feel the same way.
With their disapproval?
There's a difference between like just like disliking it and like hating it. Like I feel like Americans
do.
You know?
I do hate it. Do you hate it?
No. I don't know why they...
I'm asking you if you hate it.
No, I hate it. Okay. But I think... I don't know if they accepted it or is they just... They're used to it. I don't know. But the rest of the world, you know, they deal with it. And it's, the, like I said, the number one sport.
So is this our best American soccer team ever? Looks like we're favored against Belgium, which I did not expect at all. That's an unnamed ticket texter. Yeah, I don't know. Is this the best team ever? Sure. Best team I've seen. I don't know. I haven't paid too much attention to it in the past, but these guys look pretty good.
Yeah, the farthest that the U.S. men's national soccer team has ever made it was a semifinals in 1930.
Yeah, so they've never won the World Cup. I think they got to, how was it, the Field of Eight in 1960 or something like that. But you're talking 1930, they made it to the semifinals. Yeah.
But, okay, so I'm not even asking for, like, the best result U.S. soccer has ever done. But, like, coming into this tournament, I don't, maybe because I didn't follow it, Gator, but you know how, like, we don't know in the other sports, like basketball, hockey, like, we know how good of a team we have. Like, hey, this is the dream team. This is the best. Was this billed as the best U.S. team ever? You just shrugged your shoulders.
I don't know.
So I'm asking, maybe like I'm not asking you.
The wrong guy.
I'm asking people out there.
Yeah, we'd love to hear it. 248-539-9797. I mean, what were the expectations going into this, and where are they now? I mean, because the games I watch, Ken, they look dominant. Like, even when they were shorthanded last night, they looked dominant. Like, Bosnia-Herzegovina had the man advantage and they didn't take advantage of it. I'm like, you guys have 10 minutes left. Like, we're at the 90 minute mark and you know that you've got 10 minutes of extra time. You might want to start pressing a little bit and forcing the action here. And they weren't. And in large part because the United States did just such a great job of keeping the ball away and keeping the pressure on. The fact that they got a second goal down a man is really impressive. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. We're talking World Cup. We're going to get into some Pistons talk coming up at 11:05. The Red Wings were making some moves yesterday to add some serious toughness to the team, which is great, but don't know if it's necessarily making them better. We'll see what happens there. And the Tigers, hey, they swept the Yankees. That's lots of fun. We'll talk about all that more next here on 97.1.